Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's ya? Basketball fans, coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, the Valkyries. They take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones will have the call. You can watch the games on KPIX+. Plus, the pregame starts at 6:30. So the Valkyries play tonight. That's just cool. We were just having a little discussion about Derek Carr. Walked away from $20 million rather than have surgery and stand on the sidelines for the entire season for the New Orleans Saints. He is retired and forwent $20 million. So let's go to Andrew in the city. He says he's a Saints fan.
Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
What's up? What's up with my guys?
Hey, man.
Hanging in.
Getting on with you guys.
Yeah.
Man, I listen to y'all every day.
Who that?
Y'all finally brought up something that I'm an expert on, so I
feel
compelled to call in.
All right. And
Steiny, I love you, but I got to set you straight, bud. Derek Carr, he did not do us any favors by retiring. This guy is the NFL version of the Hamburglar, man. He's 4 years, $150 million. His record is 14-13.
That's not bad.
What is he? That's not bad.
That's Steiny talking. Go ahead, baby.
That is outrageously bad. He's never done anything, not one thing, to ingratiate himself into the city of New Orleans, which is a place that will embrace you, love you like no other. This man failed to do anything. One thing, Jameis Winston is a god in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? And Derek Carr, take notes, man. Take notes. I'm glad you retired. Good luck on your journey. I think he's going to be a priest or something like that. It's good for him, but thank God that he's gone from New Orleans.
Wow.
And no, the whole city hates this guy. I'm telling you guys.
Wow.
There's no love for him out there.
Hey, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Is there a Saints bar in the city that you frequent? Because I hear about every team has a bar in the city. Do the Saints have one?
No, just in my garage, dude.
There it is, the lab.
There's no Saints bar.
All right, baby. Oh, my God. She went scorched earth.
I didn't say he was a Hall of Famer.
But that man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Steiny.
This is what you were talking about the other day. Steiny, how come everybody's so negative? I just bring up a feel-good story, and what happens? This guy is retiring rather than
the Hamburglar.
This guy is retiring rather than taking $20 million.
He's already taking the 20, Steiny.
Oh, my God.
I think he's taking a little more than 20.
Oh my God.
Give it back. He didn't take a lot more, man.
He basically just gave the Saints a tip.
A tip.
You got it.
Oh, boy.
So
that's pretty good, E.
Let me tell you what I'm more interested in. the conversation I had when I saw some of my coworkers out in the kitchen area. Yeah. I don't leave the studio during break. Has anybody done a study on memory of a dog? Quote unquote memory.
No. What?
You know, there are a couple of us that have dogs, and obviously we're here. Evan, looking at him anymore.
He's dog sat for you.
I know. But what I'm saying is, okay.
Your dog has a good memory.
So let's say your dog's at home, okay? And you go out, all right?
Yeah.
You go out to the store, and you come back 45 minutes later. The dog's at home, and you walk in the door, and they're like, hey, Steiny, what's going on? You know what I mean? So it's 45 minutes. You don't feel bad. 45 minutes, dog's fine. But what about people who work? You leave the house at 8. You don't get home till 4. Now the dog's been home 8 hours alone. You come in. Does the dog know it's been 8 hours and not 45 minutes?
I got to believe he knows it's been 480 minutes.
Okay, and then how long does it take for it to wear off that you're going 8 hours, not 45 minutes? You know what I mean? Like, okay, you come in. So
I got to imagine like a human would. Like if your spouse came home and let's just say she was gone for a stretch, but it wears off like immediately. I don't know. You asked me. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't either.
I thought you were going to say when you come home and the house is a mess. And they rip up that sofa and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's obviously not ideal. I'm just saying, if a dog can't tell the difference between 30 minutes and 6 hours, then there's never any need for an owner to feel guilty about having a dog at home by himself.
Or you could just ask the dog.
Okay, let's go to Telmo in the city.
Our man.
Hey, Telmo, what's going on?
What's up? What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Talk to
doing
us,
well,
baby.
Thank you.
Just to that last caller, being a Saints fan in the city and not knowing there is a Saints bar is kind of crazy. I'm not a Saints fan, but there's I think it's the Black Cat Voodoo Lounge. But
oh,
people
wow.
People call it the Voodoo Lounge. It's like on Van Ness and Lombard on the corner. And they turn up for Saints games.
Voodoo
Lounge. I got a
lab.
Couple buddies that were big Houdat fans, and they'll go over there and turn up for the Saints games. But Steiny, I wanted to address your thing, and I'm not saying that he's not a God fearing Christian man, and everybody knows that about Carr. But this whole narrative thing, don't think for a second that he's giving up $20 million and he's not going to monetize that. That he's not going to leverage that. He's going to become a pastor. This is going to be part of his giving up the money, doing the righteous thing. Money isn't all, you know. So this, and whether he whatever reason he did it for, you can best believe that giving up this $20 million, he will leverage that onto his brand, onto the story he's selling, onto the paid speaking, onto the appearances, onto starting a mega church or whatever is going to happen. He will leverage this righteousness of money isn't the be all end all into the future and make that probably two or threefold.
Wow.
All right.
It's chestnut checkers, Donnie.
Oh, no, we got a problem.
What happened?
Looks like Jesus Lizardo's getting hit again.
Oh, boy, you fed this man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, speaking of Jesus.
Well, not bad. Not bad. Okay, so there's that. Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. Derek Carr.
Come on.
You guys are absolutely brutal. Brock Purdy's another quarterback. He just got paid. And let me tell you what he's not going to do, give $20 million back.
I'm looking to see his wardrobe this year, see if it's like, if he get a little flashy. You know what I mean? Gucci belt.
He'll go with the polo shirt.
Yeah.
He's pretty, not sure this is true, but I've heard dogs can tell how long you've been gone as your scent lessens. That makes sense. That makes sense. All right, you want to hear some Brock Purdy?
Yep.
49ers completed OTAs tomorrow. I think they complete them, right? Because Cam was going to be busy. You want to talk about some of his contract stuff?
Let's do it.
All right. This is Brock Purdy talking to the media yesterday. Oh, it's Tim Kawakami's podcast. I tell you what, he gets great guests. Kawakami gets great guests.
I mean, if you did, I gotta be careful. If you did one, you would get everybody. Lacob, I'm not taking away from TK. He's a goat out here, but
okay.
If Evan did it, he would get good guests. Shasky, Bonte, I don't know about me.
Anyway, I'm trying to give a guy a compliment. And immediately you tear him down and say anybody could do what he's doing. It's unprecedented what's going on here. Brock Purdy on the thought process and when he took the call from John Lynch.
That week, you know, my agent and I were talking and we sort of knew that it was close. There was a couple things, you know, within the contract and the language that we wanted to sort of get right on both sides. And, you know, we were talking like, hey, if we can just get here and them there, like, this thing can get done. Or it could drag out for another couple weeks. And so that's sort of where I was at. And, you know, when we're golfing, you know, my agent texted me saying, you know, we're getting close. And then a couple holes go by and I look at my phone again and I had a missed call and he goes, dude, pick up the phone from John Lynch. It's done in all caps. And so then that moment right there, like my heart dropped and I was like, this is crazy. It's happening. So.
Go ahead, Stan.
No, just he's telling, giving you a little backstory on how it happened. And I always wonder, what do you think the couple things were? The language.
That man.
What do you think the language issue that
obviously
needs to be
the dollars, Donnie, the figures.
I almost get the sense it's that and maybe some other stuff. But
5 years, you know, $265 million.
It's funny because what he's talking about, Brock Purdy, was something that I was talking about this morning also. Which is when you're golfing,
the phone's off?
I don't.
Well, if you got millions of dollars on the line, I think the phone will be on. And he's sitting a couple holes. I would have had a margarita just sipping, waiting for the good news. But good God. So by the time he got to his car, driving home to the missus, baby, bring the steaks out. Because that's a lot. I got to imagine, Steiny, and I got to be careful here because it's not. When he got drafted, where he got drafted at, that's tears, right? I'm the last draft. I got my dream. I'm on a ball club. But I got to believe this day is his greatest day. Because this signaled I balled out, I excelled, and they want me to be their future. And they're showing that by giving me 265 M's, which 182, I believe, is guaranteed, Donnie. Like, my gosh, man. 100 million fully guaranteed, I believe, is signing something like that. Like, talk to me. Is there any bigger come up from an athlete than what we saw here?
Not sure, but I will say this about Purdy, and not just to disagree with you, because I'm not disagreeing, but I actually think if you said, Purdy, what's
the big
greatest day of your life?
Yeah.
I mean, he's married, right?
Yeah.
Does he have kids?
That I don't know.
That'd be one, too. But he's the kind of guy who, I'll bet.
Talk to me.
A bigger day was like whatever the biggest win he's ever had for the night. Like, of course, he's now filthy rich. But, like, he's a guy who doesn't play football to get rich. He's going to get rich. He's happened to get
rich.
Well,
he is now, yeah.
But that is, there's no doubt after watching Purdy play and talk for 4 or 5 years. That's just not what motivates him. I would you agree?
Yeah, it comes across that way, no doubt.
So it sounds like you have a little doubt.
No,
he's not going to turn the money down. I get that.
He's
but
the guy next door, Stani, and he's wholesome. Like I believe what he says. Look at his dress, his attire. He's into family and. He ain't a swindler. He ain't all this other stuff. My point is, I think you're wrong, though, Stoddy. I think this day was the signature day, like, I've arrived. Now, it could have been that morning of the Super Bowl, but you still were making peanuts compared to this contract. And he says he was on the golf course, it's getting close, couple more holes, and bam, John's calling you.
What about expectations? Have they changed now? Brock Purdy. But first, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And as long as I'm talking about the Valkyries, don't forget they play tonight at 7 o'clock. They take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game on 95.7, The Game, and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they'll have the call, and you can also watch the games on KPIX Plus, and the pregame starts at 6:30. All right, what does this contract do in terms of pressure and expectations for Brock Purdy?
It doesn't matter how much I'm getting paid or anything. When you step on the field, it's 11 on 11, and I have to get this ball to, you know, continue to get completions and move the ball, get first downs, score touchdowns, find ways to win games. And whatever that mindset is and that process is that I've been doing, I need to continue to do that and find ways to keep getting better. And that's where I've been at with that. When it comes to off the field, hopefully we can be able to, you know, steward our money for, you know, the right reasons and you know, do things for our team and players and to help our relationships and our locker room grow, like whatever that looks like. You know, now I have financially, we can do that, those kinds of things. But, you know, that's just where I'm at and what I'll continue to do.
All right, Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Essentially saying his job doesn't change.
No doubt. And the most important part of that, Sonny, to me, the biggest takeaway was studying that film and trying to evolve and get better. You know, because what would you say if I said how long he's been the quarterback of the Niners? They've made an adjustment, but there'll be another, and then he'll have to make one, a counter. You know what I mean? But he'll be doing that, a rich man.
He will. Yeah. He absolutely will. More Brock Purdy. This is on getting to that number, 53, and either how important that was or how committed he was to getting there.
Basically, you know, when they first offered initially, is that what you're asking, the first offer?
Well, no. You said later, I'm sorry, that they did get to a number. You kind of knew when they were at this number.
For sure. Yeah, it was 53.
Yeah.
Once we got to that number, it was like, okay, now, like, how does that work? What's the cash flow look like? And, you know, just all the details of the language and everything like that. So once we had all that cleaned up, obviously that's when we had the green light to say yes to it. And so, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah,
I got to tell you,
I love it.
That's impressive. And I'm talking about Tim Kawakami. Because let me tell you something. If that's a scrum, if that's any other situation, Brock Purdy's not saying 53 was the number.
Yeah. So we got him to open up is what you're saying.
I mean, Brock Purdy saying that's the number.
Yeah,
that was the number that
not
he and his agent wanted to hit.
Yeah.
And when it got hit, then he knew it was probably just a matter of the details.
Now, what are the expectations to you, Stoddy, of living up to this? Because we could be up here, we could sit up here until 2 in the morning, but you know what I mean. What do you want to see from Brock? Either more now because he's getting paid, steady Freddy, what he's been, or something like, because we're going to be able to tell. It ain't one of these, oh, this was that. You're going to be able to tell if the QB had a good season. Even if the record somehow, they're 500, we'll be able to tell if he is progressing, getting better. And okay, yeah, you guys are losing, but it's not your fault, Brock. You still are doing what you're doing. This is why we paid you. That's what excites me.
Well, so what if, okay, they pay him what they pay him. How much did they pay him on what he's already accomplished? And how much did they pay him, if any, because they think he's going to get better and maybe grow into that $53 million contract more so?
I got to believe it's 75-25. 25 of what you've done and 75 on the come, Stoddy, that we think you can continue this and lead us to more Super Bowls and division titles, right?
Well,
5 years, and you talked about they can get, you know, if things didn't go right, there are avenues to kind of get out of it. But what's done is what's done. It's guaranteed money is the C note.
Well, you're saying, okay, now what are the expectations? And yeah. I think the first thing will be, like, go win a Super Bowl. But, like, that's kind of what – that's what the eye test is about. Like, let's say Brock Purdy – and it never happened – but – he improves to the point where he becomes Dan Marino.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But he never wins it. So
the contract was worth it to me.
Okay.
I don't disagree. Steiny, you were doing your thing.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that at all. So, but the reality of the situation is the implication is that let's go get a Super Bowl, right? I mean, if you're, when you pay a guy that much, doesn't it mean, at the very least, you think he can win you a Super Bowl?
Well, let's go back. I love you for asking that. Do you think when the Saints paid Derek Carr, they thought he could lead them to a Super Bowl? Or was he the, this is all we got, this is the best we got, this is our reality? Let's be honest, because it happens like that. Or do you think the Saints really thought he could lead them to the Super Bowl? Jerry paid Dak thinking he can lead us?
Yes, absolutely. Mm. You're just asking, that's what I would say. Mm. I think that a team like the Saints probably looks at Derek Carr and says, you know, he hasn't had the greatest career, but we see a lot in him that we really liked. We're going to give him this money and give him this contract. And, you know, if we could put the right pieces around him defense can be great. There's a scenario where he could win a Super Bowl. And I think that's the way we're going to be looking at Purdy, pretty much. I mean, and I know it's hard to quantify. What is Brock Purdy getting better at quarterback look like? Like, what does it look like? Well, just a better overall version of what he's been for 3 years, or specific things that he's got to get better at?
Well, a guy that's not going to turn the ball over. Jimmy Garoppolo could not master that, and only bring him up because he got paid. Not this much, but he got paid. And there were expectations, and he's been to a Super Bowl and knows what it feels like to lose. But the bottom line to me is, I think Brock Purdy, when we talk about, you brought up Dan Marino, when I hear quarterback, different court, Rodgers, I think of their physique, their arm. And I know that's not all the position is about, but the Wi-Fi, Steiny, the processor from one Brock Purdy to me supersedes his arm and his athletic gifts, and he has some. But I believe his ability to read defenses and get rid of the ball before you can get to me is what made him who he is and why he's had the success early on. Now, here I go, Steiny. I think last year, and I don't know where to divvy up the blame, I think that process of the Wi-Fi slowed down a little bit, and he was holding on to the ball, got hit more. Now, was that a byproduct of the O-line? Was that the league's adjustment to taking away his first read? I don't know. But that's why when you ask me what is his biggest attribute or what he can get better at, just masterminding, I'm one step or a half step ahead of you talking to the defense, Donnie, and this ball is coming out.
So you brought up, don't turn it over. And I'm just looking at his touchdown to interception ratio.
Because I think it took a hit last year.
Well, it's 64 touchdowns, 27 picks. Is that good enough for you? About 2.5 to 1.
I would take that. Can you break it down into seasons?
Well, that's exactly, Goo, what I was getting at next. All right, not rookie yet. When he played for the first time. Right. He played 9 games, 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Wow, all day.
So that's a ratio of over 3 to 1. All right. The next year he had 31 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. That's a
MVP candidate, remember, up until the Christmas game.
Right, but as far as touchdowns to interceptions, it's a little below 3 to 1.
All right.
And then last year was 20 and 12, which is below 2 to 1.
Yeah.
So last year, he threw more interceptions.
Yeah, he was more human
than any other year, and fewer touchdowns. Was that a product? Like, how do you judge whether that was a product of Purdy or what was around him, a combination of both. I mean, I think those numbers are quietly downward trending.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt. And I think, no, we can't take away the pay, but Stani, now that you got what you got, I'm up in the ante to where, and you tell me if I'm being unfair. I know we're up against it. Go get it done. I don't want to hear about this is not or this is that. We paid you, Stani. Make it happen. Or is that unrealistic?
Well, no, what I mean, is it the Super Bowl or just be the quarterback we want you to be?
Or the 31-11, something in that realm.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Or stop this downward projection in regard to what you talked about, the ratio.
Yeah.
It's going to be fascinating, man. There is pressure because we truly don't know how good this dude is. We know he's good. Is he great, Stani? Because Jimmy had his payday too, had a dead end. You know what I mean?
And he's not it ended only, with a lot of money in his pocket.
But you know what? His team looking for another quarterback or another spouse.
Yeah. No, I love talking about the idea of pressure because, I mean, when Brock Purdy takes a snap this upcoming year, it will not feel any different to him than when he took a snap making $1 million a year. You can disagree with that. 888-957-9570. Also, if I asked you, well, what can Purdy get better at? Is it just overall being a better quarterback, or are there some specifics that you'd like to see him grow with? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Figure out it. You find a way. You do it when I'm out.
What is going on here?
I'd utilize that time to find a new partner.
Yeah, boy.
Unless I'm the one that's gone. Okay. Who would you want other than me? Evan. Evan, you can't pick Evan because...
All right, Evan's off the table.
Yeah.
Joy Taylor.
You're the worst.
Stop!
I want to work with the lady in sports.
I work with Gianna. You ought to be ashamed.
The thing you got going next door, I like you with... I guess what I'm saying, the opposite sex. Like, it's a different you. You're more polite. You have takes. What am I doing wrong? Oh, man.
You are a different person on some of these
incredible
earlier hits.
It's a thing. People are asking me what's going on with them.
It's called cross-promoting, nothing more, nothing less. And it's what the team players do. Hey, Evan, and I know I'm going to Evan too much today. I know you're jealous, but
that's my brother.
Did you see the Phillies box score today?
Today?
He threw a tantrum during the break.
Well, it's not over yet.
No, well, it is for the Phillies starter. Lizardo gave up 8 earned runs today. We got a problem.
You better drop him.
You can't get crucified twice.
Man.
You know what? That tells me.
It's over for him, Stanley.
That tells me there's a problem.
Yep.
So, Lizardo's last start in Philly, he gave up 12 earned runs. And I said to Evan, how do you keep a guy in when he's giving up 12 earned runs? Is that just trying to save the bullpen? And you said with their manager's Thompson. Maybe Thompson just wanted to... I don't know, something.
He was screaming in here, Evan. I don't know what happened.
How can Lizardo not be hot that he was left in to give up 12 runs last start?
I think it might have been 13, but this is a very simple explanation today.
Give it to us.
Lizardo didn't care.
Wow.
That's what I'm worried
about.
Said
my manager threw me out of the Wolves last game. I don't give a crap.
That's what I'm worried about.
Do you ever question, like,
oh boy.
It was 12.
Sport gods like the baseball gods. There was about a month ago, and I mean this, it might have been 9:30 at night. Got a late night snack, some pineapple, cold pineapple, poured me a shot. And I text Evan. And the text read, Steiny, he can back me up. Watch out for the A's. And since that text, Evan, what has happened to the Athletics?
They're winning today.
But overall,
Evan,
it's like 99 out of 100 they've lost since I sent you that late night text about watch out for the Athletics.
Dude, yeah, they've won like 2 games.
This is cruel.
May 14th.
Make it stop, Stein. It's not cool. They don't like where they're at, and I get it.
You know my
they don't
my
like
prediction.
What's going on.
It's an unforgiving land. They will not be playing in Sacramento.
I hope you're right. But what's that mean, San Jose? Come back to the town.
What part of they won't be playing in Sacramento is hard to understand.
I need a new locale.
I can't give you that right now.
Oh, okay. I got you.
The wheels are in motion. We don't
That's
know
incredible,
yet.
Incredible, man.
Let's go to Steven in Oakland. Hey, Steven. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
I hear you talking about all this money going around. And I just had a burning question I needed to ask for you guys and, you know, Willard and Dib when they come on. If you guys, you know, think about your Madden career or whatever, you lead a team to the Super Bowl, it's time for your first major contract. What type of player are you being? Are you being the Andre Iguodala, I need the most amount of money possible? Are you being the Kevin Durant, I'll take money to help the team? And I'll tell you, I think, Steiny, I think you're a won't take a lot of money if the team's doing bad because you'll feel bad about the production. But if the team's doing good, you're the first person in the GM's office asking for top dollar. And I think Guru's the exact opposite.
Oh, my God.
I think Guru is asking for top dollar on a bad team. But if the team's winning, he's smiling. He might go along with it. They might be able to, you know, sweetheart him into taking a deal.
I think
Willard is always going to take a team-friendly deal. Dibs, I have no clue.
Let me ask you this. This
is great. You couldn't be more off base.
Because if you listen, you know. How about Evan?
Evan? Evan seems like he's by the book. He's letting his agent ream the office for everything he can.
Oh, my man. That's beautiful.
Thanks, Steven, yeah. Except you're way off.
You give it a dip, boy.
He's got you guys down.
No, he doesn't.
Well, how got who?
I can prove it.
What can you prove?
He's got it wrong.
I can prove him.
Okay, how long have I been here?
Well, longer than me.
Just give me a number.
8 years.
8 years. Okay, I've been here eight years.
Yeah, two tours.
Have you ever, ever heard me talk about a contract?
I've never heard any of my comrades talk about
that. That's not true.
I'm being honest. Now, we do it privately.
There you go.
Well, we don't talk about it on the air.
Yeah,
I will now. So, explain this. Explain this. I'm the lowest paid guy of the six of us at this station, and you've never heard me complain about it.
You know
why?
You're not
because we win.
You wouldn't have said that if that were true.
I don't know what you make down to the penny? Please.
Now, if you've been in my computer, I'm going to be mad. But listen, there's no way. Your name
I know
alone.
All your salaries.
Evans,
I know them all.
And I'm one. There's a part of me that believes him. You should be fired if you know that information.
It's not my issue what happens to come across my desk here and there.
I'm the lowest, please.
Is that why you're doing the cross promotion? Because you're trying to get a little more chicken?
New vodka.
Yeah. Hey, how you think that you getting any feedback on the videos that Evan's shooting for us?
Yes, I got one today. From a listener on the text line saying, hey, Steiny, new vodka. Thought you were a beer guy. I said, I love them all. I like beer. I like vodka.
And we should rotate, obviously you, because that's your baby, but tomorrow Evan's in there and I'll film. And you two, you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Because the great ideals I have for us outside of the show never come to fruition because you guys, you don't want to stay. But I want to put that out to people, what it's like, what we really do out before the show, because we could be rich. What we talk about and how we talk.
I don't understand.
We also could be fired. Well, yeah.
So wait, you want.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Film it tape it occasionally, and Evan and I do the banter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but since it's,
you know what? Why don't you do this? And you like to do this. Why don't you ask the boss during a meeting that lasts too long?
Do we have one today or not?
I think we do.
We do.
I thought I was called off.
Let's go to Bobby.
Bobby tried to call it off.
Bobby in Los Altos, he doesn't understand something.
Austin in San Jose, nobody cares.
Bobby.
Hey, guys. Okay, so I guess Brock Purdy just needs to do what he's been I want to talk about Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. He just needs to do what he's been doing. In terms of pressure, I mean, I think the pressure's off personally, because even when he was making whatever $800, $900, it's not like the fans or the media were were nice to him. You know, they were still like talking about his shortcomings, what he was and what he wasn't. So I don't think that sentiment is going to change. Obviously, the salary that he has now takes a bigger implication on the team salary cap. But as it relates to pressure on him, I don't think so. I mean, personally, for me, there's more pressure if I'm only making only making $800, and I got to perform so I can get a big contract and have financial security for my family. But now that he's got that, it's not like the fans are going to get any rougher on him. I mean, it's not like we were that nice to him last year.
Bobby, I couldn't agree with you more.
What about inner pressure of living
Bobby,
up to the contract?
And Bobby, thank you so much for the call. This is one where that guru consistently gets wrong.
You don't have proof, but go ahead.
Like, I agree.
This
with,
kid ruined him.
What do you mean ruin him?
It's just natural as a human. He's getting paid.
Okay.
He'll go out there and play ball
right
now and be the most expensive he's ever been in
okay
his life. And I'm not saying he's not trying. Sometimes you put more pressure on yourself to live up to the contract he got. And maybe he might not. Well, what about Barry Zito?
He was going to stink regardless, in my mind. I mean, to me,
but all guys that have gotten contracts and maybe tried to press too much or whatnot, I could see that.
I'll ask you this again.
Yeah.
So, week 11, whoever the Niners play,
Yeah, I'm making that.
Okay. Week 11, the Niners are 6-4.
49ers in shambles.
They're 6-4, or whatever they are. It doesn't matter. It's the first drive of the game, week 11, Brock Purdy takes the snap from center, and we're starting to play football.
Gotcha.
How is that play any different than a play last year just because he's making more money?
He may not feel what I'm telling you is a human emotion. That inner, I got to live up to something. He's never had that thought. He's had to prove himself. But I'm just saying, Stoney, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you seem like just blown away that people sometimes when they get paid feel like they have to go prove it, have a complex. And now the mental game is different than what it was before.
Yeah,
that's all.
I don't believe that Brock Purdy will shrink or become a worse quarterback because of some pressure that he's now feeling. Okay.
Meet me halfway.
I don't believe that. All
right, gotcha.
It's not about examples. There may be an outlier here and there, but when Brock Purdy quarterbacks for the Niners this year, I do not believe that any dynamic changes between this year and last year just because his paycheck is 10 times more.
Now, what I want to ask you, Stani, and I hear you, what if his name was Dan Dibley or Mark? Is this because of what you think you know of Purdy? Or can you say, Goo, I could see how some guys that's happened to.
I think it's more likely that you get paid and you mail it in than you get paid and you succumb to the newfound pressure. What's the pressure? You're set for life. I agree with Bobby. The pressure was when you're making $800,000, and you might not be on a roster.
Donnie, there's a natural pressure to live up to it, though. I
just think we overblow that with pro players.
But so Zito, you're saying he was finished when they gave him why doesn't that apply? Why are you all right, Goo? I got you on that. Derek Carr. I mean, how many times?
But I don't like Derek Carr was who he was. I don't think he got worse because he was feeling the pressure of a contract. Zito's an interesting one, but I just think Zito was pretty much done. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
It was a bad signing.
Like I'm trying to think of something in our life to where, you got your new vodka. Evan's filming it. I got to believe the guy that you are. You know that the camera's showing and it's going back to them and the people are going to see it. There's a little more. It's you don't tense up because you're a natural, but you're under a little pressure, Stani, to be the best version of you because people are going to see it.
Maybe I take it a little more seriously. You know what I mean?
Right. Not how we do. But you could feel an emotion of a guy like Brock Purdy who hadn't been paid, I could honestly understand a guy trying to overdo it. And sometimes in life, Stani, at a craft, when you try to overdo something or overthink it, you get, lesser results than what you got before in the past.
Yeah,
Austin and San Jose, lay off.
I don't see
Stani,
it.
There's nothing in your life, Guru, that compares to making $53 million a year.
I mean, most guys, when they get a contract, exhale.
Well, I get that.
And that's what life's about.
I get that, but I'm talking about on the field. The bank account, you got it. It's all good. Cut me today.
I don't know. I mean, the whole idea of pressure to me is bogus in a way. I'm not saying guys don't feel pressure, but we always assume pressure is a negative. And most of the time, it's a positive. And
I don't want to air your business because, I mean, you shared it. But I wish, because I listen to everything we've talked about over the 8 years, and I wish you allow me if I'm doing too much. But you talked about when you were on TV, how that morning or that afternoon was, because you were so dialed in thinking about that night being on TV. And, Stani, just me listening as you shared those stories, I thought that was pressure. And not that it was bad, but that was pressure.
But that had nothing to do with how much money I was getting paid. Mm. That particular
instant. But you made it out to seem like, you're Roger Maris chasing the home run record and like your hair's falling out and you got people on your back and you can't sleep and you have restless nights. Pressure,
That's all.
Right. And that comes from within. I just don't think that Purdy is going to be any different because his pay, I mean, you want to just do the rest of the show.
Now, but why did that upset you?
It didn't.
All right, I got you.
I look upset. The only thing I'm upset about today is the meeting that got rescheduled.
And your pitcher's performance.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Stani, we made it to the finish line. We're basically there.
Yeah. I guess so.
Oh, you wanted to ask me about... No, seriously.
I care about
it. Oh, let me give you my prediction. Thunder and six. Evan, what's yours? I'm writing it down. Thunder and six, Goo.
Gentlemen sweep.
Wow.
Thunder and five.
Damn. No respect faces, Stani. This is when you pick a team.
Oh, I'm going to.
Definitively.
I'm going to.
Who's going to win it?
You know what? just because I don't give a rat's ass, I'm going to say the Pacers in six.
Hey, who else said that that's in the business? Might have been Perkins, I think. Purdy? No, he's a big Perkins, Kendrick, my friend.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't bet against Oklahoma City.
If they lose this one,
well, break up the team.
It would be disappointing.
There it is, and you just did it again.
Let's be honest.
This team,
come on,
is on the verge of a dynasty.
I'm right,
Steiny. If they lose this one,
hey, and I'm taking people remember Steiny episode whatever, Evan. I did say, and I'm not ashamed, that the Nuggets had all the ingredients to run it back and be a dynasty. I then said the same thing about the Celtics. So I'm just like, this is OKC's to lose here, man. I like the Indiana Pacers, no shade, but the Thunder, I'm thinking that defense is...
Let me ask you this.
Man.
Let's just say hypothetically the Pacers win in five.
Oh boy.
Okay, oh boy, what?
How the line would be around the corner
four
of the world of we got it wrong with OKC. We thought they were ready.
Okay, but they weren't ready. And the Pacers will show everybody if they win in five that Oklahoma City was not the best team in the league.
I guess the question is, partner, this is how I look at sports. How many times do we always adopt a team? It happens. Oh, boy, it's their turn. And they take it and run with it. Warriors did that.
You have
14-15. They did it and ran with it.
You, day after day, could prove the points that I make.
This is when you're putting the internet on my shoulders.
Here it is. We're talking about the NBA Finals, okay? And you bring up, what if the Pacers win? Okay, you know where my mind went?
Tell me.
I'll tell you what, Pacers win this series, that's an all-timer. I mean, this Pacers team, you would have to really look at them and celebrate them. Holy cow. But you right away go to, what would Oklahoma City choke?
But
that's
hold
like,
on.
That's exactly where you go.
You use all-timer. That's a two-way street. We celebrate the Pacers because it was like, whoa. But then we got to double back and talk about what happened over here on how the favorite.
Right. And you'll spend 90% on that.
See, now you're brave.
It's true.
I got you on that. 10A round goo.
No, it's true.
No. Like, it's the world we live in.
Okay. If the Oklahoma City Thunder lose in six games, let's say they win in six games or they lose in six games, how much different do you think their offseason will be?
No, it'll be the same.
Okay, yeah. So...
Well, within the building, you mean. I'm talking about from the people are ready to give them what they think they've already... Their flowers are waiting. They are... The bouquet, it's ready.
So they have flowers waiting for accomplishing something they've never done before.
But
why would you do that?
Because
why would you do
this season where they look like they're younger.
Well, that didn't matter 3 weeks ago to you.
But that should tell you you need therapy because you have your partner wrong. I was just waiting and asking the question of, are they going to be able to do it? And guess what, partner? They're four games away. And when they cash that ticket in...
Well, what if they don't?
Then it's going to be hell to pay.
No, there's not. That's my point. There's not going to be hell to pay.
Steiny.
There's going to be disappointment, and then they're going to... But nobody's getting fired.
Heads
no, I got you.
Will roll.
Verbally, Evan. Yeah, nobody's going
right,
anywhere.
Verbally, from the garbage that is the media,
I don't know how
which
you're
means nothing in the grand scheme of things.
And I never said it did, but we're here to share our opinion.
Steiny,
honestly, if Indiana was to win, and they're a damn good team, I can't wait for tonight.
What if they sweep? What if the Pacers, it's like that series we talked
but
about.
But then we got
Lakers, Pistons.
Okay.
All right, everybody let the Lakers winning. Pistons ended up beating them in five games.
But something internal was going on so bad with the Lakers that helped Detroit. There's no doubt in my mind, but that is an all-timer, that one for me. Kobe would not pass Shaq the ball. That's
but
on
that's
record.
Your guy. A saboteur of an NBA
like
Finals.
God rest the dead. I didn't like what he did against Phoenix.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, Jim Mole.
What did Jim say?
And I agree with this. This is the Finals. Both teams are great. You can't choke at this level as a team.
LeBron against the Mavericks.
I'm not done with the text, Goo.
Oh, okay. That's my guy.
Someone has to lose. Jim Mo. Thank you, Jim. Everybody wants to make it. Well, we're
bigger
than it is.
Son after that, Jim.
Boy,
we're the Skittles.
Shea Gilgeous Alexander, he choked. Oh, all right, yeah. And you can say that.
I thought you were from the cloth of Vessi.
Choke artist.
Guys that would just break guys over the fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're like, you don't like it.
Well, when it's completely unfair and it's talked about by non-athlete wannabes who never played the game and actually have no understanding of what pressure is and how it affects anybody or doesn't.
Have you ever grabbed 10 rebounds Saturday morning at a 24-hour fitness with 30 dudes waiting to play? You don't know what pressure is.
Yeah, Goo's got pressure in his knee right now.
I'm not giving the number. We got the crossover on the other side. On 95.7, the game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.